an international relations expert who is also a security expert, Irbad Ibrahim, says comments by the Nigerian First Lady is nothing extraordinary. He said it was to be expected because she was only trumpeting the pent-up feelings of some party faithful. Mr. Ibrahim was of the view that the APC came to power through a coalition. Therefore, it will take time for President Buhari to smoothen the rough edges and ensure appointees from the other parties execute the agenda of the APC. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
This is just a mundane concern being raised by the First Lady of a country. The APC has always been a marriage of convenience to kick the PDP out of power. So certainly the fundamental principles that undergird a traditional grouping of politicians would be difficult to attain when you have bits and pieces of politicians with their own ideas coming from different political ideologies and backgrounds. Buhari's own party contested, Goodluck Jonathan, and lost. So the APC is more of a grand coalition, and therefore everybody comes to the table with their unique interests. So for me, the concerns being raised by the First Lady are not extraordinary. That appointees may be doing the bidding of political ideology they carry. So it's nothing unique. I don't see this an indictment of her husband's own capability as Commander-in-Chief and First Gentleman of the Republic of Nigeria.
Is there no point of conversion, Jens, that perhaps President Buhari can talk to them or have a meeting with them, you know, for them to grasp the grand agenda of the APC, because that is the ruling party?
Every president in the world would face the kind of challenges Buhari is facing now. When you come to office as a very popular president and expectations run very high, and people are saying despite his fight against corruption, the Nigerian economy is still ailing. So fundamentally, this is what you would call in a local parlance frafrakobo, just to defeat a certain dominant football team, which was the PDP, that has now been kicked out of power. So it will take some time to fine-tune the divergent political views of the current that have come together to form this synergy called the APC. And he's only in his second year. And I believe the people of Nigeria can give him some more time to understand the inner workings of a coalition like this. And mind you, he comes from the background of a military leader when he ruled Nigeria in the 80s. It will take some getting used to for him within a refreshing democratic dispensation where you don't pass decrees, but everything is based on consultative consensus and bringing together divergent views. Let's give Buhari some time. I believe with time, we'll be able to sharpen the rough edges of a coalition like the APC.
International relations and security expert Irbad Ibrahim.
Nigeria's government has denied